资料。仅供沪江研油内部交流，禁止用于商业目的。
Listening Comprehension Practice for Postgraduate Candidates. Section 1. Practice for Basic Skills. Unit 1. Improve your pronunciation. Words with the same spelling but different stresses or pronunciation.
Content.
Content.
Record.
Record.
Minute.
Minute.
Conduct.
Conduct.
Permit.
Permit.
Subject.
Subject.
Object.
Object.
Present.
Present.
Abstract.
Abstract.
Invalid.
Invalid.
Analyze.
Analyst.
Analytic.
Discriminating between British and American English.
1. Difference in vowels. Shirt.
Shirt. Laugh.
Laugh.
Patent.
Patent. Anti.
Anti.
Semi.
Semi.
Direct.
Direct.
Advertisement.
Advertisement. Dynasty.
Dynasty.
Hostile.
Hostile.
Fragile.
Fragile.
Missile.
Missile. Finance.
Finance.
Eager.
Eager.
Leisure.
Leisure.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Vase.
Vase.
Clock.
Clerk.
Often.
Often.
Schedule.
Schedule.
Lieutenant.
Lieutenant.
Hurry.
Hurry.
Evolution.
Evolution.
2. Difference in stress.
Magazine.
Magazine.
Research.
Research.
Finance.
Finance.
Advertisement.
Advertisement.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Adult.
Adult.
Laboratory.
Laboratory.
Address.
Address.
Romance.
Romance.
Television.
Television.
Cigarette.
Cigarette.
Necessarily.
Necessarily.
Militarily.
Militarily.
Ordinarily.
Ordinarily.
Customarily.
Customarily.
Garage.
Garage.
Resource.
Resource.
Harass.
Harass.
Detail.
Detail.
Orient.
Orient.
Ballet.
Ballet. Exercise. 1. Practice of making sound. Listen and repeat.I've heard of it.
She took it off.
Put it on the floor.
Without your hat on.
Get in touch at once.
Out of the way.
In spite of the rain.
She's gone out shopping.
Sleep for about 8 hours a night.
Have an abundance of energy.
You'll get it on Saturday.
He came on a bicycle.
Fill it up to the top.
I want a pound of sugar.
Take it away to be cleaned.
A lot of time.
Put it in the bank.
Take it out of the bank.
We ought to give an answer.
Come and have a look.
I've eaten them all.
I think it was an excellent affair.
Get rid of it.
The concert starts at 8.
Who would you seek out?
A terrible cold in the head again.
2. Practice of sound explosion.
He started to talk to me.
He hasn't got a chance.
She wanted to write to him.
Take good care of yourself.
I want to know.
I've got to do something.
Despite good intentions.
Put on this black jacket.
I've got 2 ink bottles.
It's time to light the fire.
He did his best to save the child.
They can't work things out for themselves.
The snow was falling thick and fast.
I've got to take back the tire I bought last week.
I'm sorry, I can't stop to talk now.
It's too hot to walk to work today.
Salt and pepper, bread and butter.
It costs an awful lot to eat out.
Don't forget to call me when you get back.
I've got a bad cold, so I decided to stay at home.
3. Practice practice of stressed words in context.
It's all the same to me.
He waited half an hour.
You're wanted on the phone.
He hasn't got a chance.
He goes to work on foot.
I think he wants to go.
It isn't quite the same.
Part of the work is done.
Do you go to sleep and have a nap?
He has to go to work at 8.
She's gone for a walk in the park.
She practices once in a while.
He looks a little pale to me.
Set aside a special time or place to meet.
I think he wants us to take him there.
That's nothing to do with the argument.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
He realized that the bus wasn't going to stop for him.
Does it take you a lot of time to walk to your office every day?
I'm sorry, you've got to do it better than this.
Unit 2, practice of numbers. Numbers probably are used more every day than any other kind of factual information. That's one of the reasons why they are included in the examination paper for postgraduate candidates. Immediate recognition and understanding are necessary for good oral comprehension. However, many students have difficulty dealing with numbers. Therefore, we design 10 lessons just to help them in some way to overcome their difficulties. The 10 lessons will provide practice of realistic use of numbers as you will find them in your studies. Page numbers, library classification numbers, dates, time, and comparative statistics.
Lesson 1. Page numbers. What page is it, Abe? What page should you read? Every student knows how important it is to hear the correct page numbers. Get into the habit of getting the number the first time the teacher says it. Write it down immediately. If you do this, you will not have to worry. You will not have to ask a friend. And you will not have to ask the teacher to repeat. Listen carefully. Write down the page numbers as they are read. They will be given in rapid natural speech.
Part 1. Individual page numbers. Write down the following pages for reference work. Write each of the page numbers on a separate line. The numbers will not be repeated. They will be read only once. Ready? Begin. Page number 52. Page number 79. Page number 89. Page number 125. Page number 163. Page number 179. Page number 219. Page number 235. Page number 239. Page number 247. Page number 251. Page number 267. Page number 277. Page number 291. And page 305.
Part 2. Multiple page numbers. In this part, as in the last part, the numbers will be read just once. Listen carefully. Ready? Begin. A freshman student has the following pages assigned for reading during the first 2 weeks of the semester. In the psychology class, the instructor asks him to read the following pages. Page 69 to page 84. Page 210 to 332. Page 344 through 402. Page 618 to page 624. He also has a long assignment in biology class. The biology professor asks him to read page 15 to page 19, page 30 through page 40, page 240 through page 249, page 352 to page 375. And last, the literature teacher gives him the following assignment, page 97 to page 106, page 347 through page 401, page 409 to page 419, and page 514 to page 524.
Lesson 2. Geographical data. Which continent is the biggest in the world? Which river is the longest? The following talk will give you some of the information. Listen carefully and write down the figures rapidly.
The biggest continent in the world is Asia. It covers 16,998,000 square miles.
The Pacific Ocean is the largest ocean with 64,186,300 square miles.
Which is the biggest island? It's Greenland. It occupies an area of 840,000 square miles.
The Arabia Peninsula is the largest peninsula and has an area of 1 million square miles.
Do you know which is the largest desert? Yes, it's the Sahara Desert in North Africa. It covers 3,320,000 square miles.
The biggest salty water lake is the Caspian Sea, which is 143,244 square miles large.
Lake Superior is the biggest freshwater lake, and it covers a total area of 32,483 square miles.
The smallest continent is Oceania, with an area of 2,966,000 square miles, and the smallest ocean is the Arctic Ocean, with 5,105,700 square miles.
You all know the world's highest peak, don't you? Mount Komolama. Everest is 29,028 feet above sea level. In contrast, the lowest altitude in the world is the Dead Sea, 1,312 feet below sea level, or you can say -1,312 feet.
The deepest lake is Baikal in the USSR. The depth is 5,315 feet.
Mariana Trench near the Philippines is the deepest trench, with a depth of 36,198 feet.
The longest river in the world is the Nile in Africa. It is 4,145 miles long.
Lesson 3. The top 10 largest countries in the world. Which country is the largest in the world? Which comes the second? The following talk gives you some information about the 10 largest countries in the world. While you listen, answer the questions below.
The former Soviet Union was the largest country in the world. It had a total area of 8,649,490 square miles.
The second largest country in land size is Canada, which covers an area of 3,831,033 square miles.
China, the third largest country, occupies a total area of 3,719,381 square miles.
Which is the fourth largest? It's the United States. It covers 3,618,367 square miles.
The next largest on the line is Brazil, which is the largest country in South America. It occupies an area of 3,286,470 square miles.
Australia is the sixth largest, covering a total area of 2,965,368 square miles.
The next, India, has a total area of 1,229,737 square miles.
Argentina ranks the eighth in its land size. It covers an area of 1,072,067 square miles.
Next comes Sudan, which is the largest country in Africa. It occupies a total area of 967,491 square miles.
The last, Algeria, covers an area of 919,951 square miles.
Lesson 4. Addresses. What's your address? Where do you live? What's your house number? In the United States, the address is given first and is followed by the names of the street, avenue, boulevard, or drive. These two items are written on the same line. Next, the names of the city and the state are written and are followed by the zip code number. The zip code may be written below. Listen carefully. Write down the addresses.
Number 1. My new address is 3506 Market Street, San Francisco, California. Zip code 92014.
My brother lives at 2100 Mission Street. Zip code 92221.
My sister also lives in San Francisco. Her address is 3927 West 107th, San Francisco, California. Zip code 92304.
My cousins all live in Chicago. Fred's address is 271 Michigan Ave, Chicago, Illinois. Zip code 60611.
My cousin Bob's address is 400 Congress Street, Chicago, Illinois. Zip code 60614.
My cousin Larry lives at 7632 27th Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. Zip code 60609.
I have three uncles in Detroit. Uncle Ben lives at 2141 Woodward Avenue, Detroit, Michigan. Zip code 48207.
Uncle George lives at 6274 Grand River Avenue, Detroit, Michigan. Zip code 48209.
Uncle Lewis lives at 962 North 79, Detroit, Michigan. Zip code 48203.
My parents live at 1227 Hanover Street, Baltimore, Maryland. Zip code 21210.
Last year, my parents lived at 4901 Fremont Street, Baltimore, Maryland. Zip code 21214.
Before that, their address was 7935 13th Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Zip code 21220.
Lesson 5. Statistical data, popular magazines. What is the most popular magazine in the United States? How many copies are sold each year? The Magazine Advertising Bureau of Magazine Publishers Association provided the following recent statistics on magazines, circulation per issue. Listen carefully and write some of the names of the magazine and all the figures.
Reader's Digest is the most popular magazine sold in the United States. Its circulation per issue is 17,336,168.
TV Guide is the second with a weekly sale of 12,718,141 copies.
McCall's, a popular women magazine, sells 8,545,839 copies each month.
Family Circle sells 7,386,700 magazines per month.
Life, a weekly news magazine, has a circulation of 7,354,615.
Better Homes and Gardens sells 7,275,726 per issue.
Women's Day is another women's magazine, selling 7,225,073 copies each month.
Ladies Home Journal sells 6,779,059 copies each month.
Good Housekeeping has a circulation of 5,618,738 copies each issue.
National Geographic, a popular travel and nature magazine, distributes 5,607,457 copies each issue.
Playboy is a men's magazine, selling 4,708,261 copies each issue.
Redbook, which again is a women's magazine, has a circulation of 4,464,991.
Time, another weekly news magazine, sells 3,710,134 per issue.
American Home sells 3,536,014 each month.
Farm Journal is, of course, a magazine for farmers. It has a circulation of 3,045,913.
American Legion magazine sells 2,523,356 copies each issue.
Boys Life is, as the title indicates, a magazine for boys. It has a monthly sale of 2,425,927 copies per issue.
Lesson 6. Library Classifications. One of the major library classification systems is the Dewey Decimal System, invented by Melville Dewey. It contains 10 major classifications into which all knowledge can be classified. Listen carefully. Write the call numbers and some of the categories of books. The call numbers for the following books are found by looking in the card catalogs in the library. Each call number will be read once. Ready? Begin.
The call number for Russian grammar is 481.451. Better Photography, The call number is 671.31.
Shakespeare's plays, the call number is 851.65. Crime in the streets is classified under the call number 330.49. Hinduism, call number 276.04. Greek philosophy, call number 111.7. Human genes, classified in the sciences, call number 521.07.
Paintings of El Greco in the 700s, call number 742.012. Roman architecture, also in the 1700s, call number 761.04. And last, number 10, Fall of the Roman Empire, classified in the history section, call number 912.46.
Lesson 7. University and college degrees by fields of specialization. The U.S. Office of Education recently released statistics on the degrees given by institutions of higher education. Let us look at some of the interesting trends and make some comparisons. These data are for the United States and possessions. It is particularly interesting to notice the fields which are dominated by men and those which are dominated by women.
Listen carefully. Write as the teacher dictates.
Beginning with the field of agriculture, we find high domination of the field by women with 6,491 men and 250 women earning bachelor degrees in agriculture.
Next, in the field of architecture, we again find domination by men with 3,021 for men and 140 for women.
Turning to the biological sciences, we again find men dominating the field, 23,107 for men and 8,948 for women.
In the field of business and commerce, the difference is even greater. Men earned 73,165 degrees, while women earned 7,275 degrees.
In the field of education, men 32,707 and women 103,141. It is the first we find that's dominated by women.
The field of engineering, as you might expect, is dominated by men. These statistics report that 37,403 degrees were granted to men and only 211 to women.
In English and journalism, men earned 18,223 degrees and women earned 34,906 degrees, the second field in which women led.
In the area of fine and applied art, men 10,403, women 15,152.
Turning to foreign languages and literature, we find another field dominated by women. Men 5,321 degrees, women 14,201.
In the field of forestry, we find the widest difference yet. Men earned 1,569 degrees and women 17. Only 17 women in the United States earned degrees in the field of forestry.
Geography, men 2,051 and women 573.
Last, we come to the health professions. In the total for all health profession degrees, we find nearly equal numbers of men and women. Men, 16,853, and women, 14,533. However, the picture is quite different in the individual health fields. Dentistry, 3,395 men, and only 53 women. Medicine, 7,353 men, and only 634 women. Nursing, which includes public health nursing, 121 men, and 9,066 women. And last, pharmacy, 3,385 men and 640 women.
Lesson 8. Telephone numbers. What's your telephone number? What number do you want? Getting telephone numbers written down correctly is important both for business and social reasons. Local telephone numbers in the United States have 7 digits. The name of each digit is usually pronounced individually. To make long-distance calls, you must put 3 area code digits before the local number. Listen carefully. Write the telephone numbers and the area code numbers.
The Miami's area code is 305. The telephone number is 342-6067.
The area code of Cleveland, Ohio is 216. And the telephone number is 911-1144.
My new telephone number is 623-4043. And the area code of Detroit, Michigan is 313.
Her number is 505-6653. New Orleans area code is 504.
The office number is 610-1214. The area code of Boston, Massachusetts is 617.
The new telephone number is 632-1010, and Washington, D.C. area code is 202.
The travel agency's number is 211-4579, and New York City area code is 212.
Dr. Brown's number is 397-4231, and the area code of Tucson, Arizona is 602.
The doctor's number is 974-0012, and Philadelphia area code is 215.
And the last, number 10, the bus station number is 864-3079. The area code of Seattle, Washington State is 206.
Notice the difference between the area code of Washington, D.C., 202, and the state of Washington with the city Seattle. The area code for Seattle, Washington is 206. Don't confuse Washington, D.C. with the state of Washington.
Tell me,